1836. Planting progress varies across the Northern Plains. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Whitney Pittman has that story.
In areas of northwest Minnesota, some producers have been in the field almost nonstop and have gotten a lot of beets, wheat, and corn in the ground. DeKalb Asgrow technical agronomist Grant Meering says different areas are seeing vast differences in field conditions and rainfall.
Really starting to get rolling in many spots. In some areas, we're going really fast. And in some areas, we're just barely picking and choosing and getting started. It really is a complicated, interesting start to the season in, you know, North Dakota and northern Minnesota, but I'll maybe speak more to eastern North Dakota and west northwest Minnesota. It does seem like the further north you are, the faster we have got rolling. There's folks in the northern area, northern River Valley, northeast North Dakota, northwest Minnesota, who are really far along on their wheat, chicken beets, corn, and even done with corn by the end of the week and rolling on soybeans.
Meering says that while some areas may be frustrated with slowed progress, last year was much worse.
The further south you go, you get into pockets where it's really hardly started. You know, if you go to Hillsborough West, there a ways in North Dakota. And then you go further south into southeast North Dakota, and there's some farmers that are really rolling fast and have a little lighter dirt. And there's others that have the wetter soils, and it's still a little bit dark. You can choose some nicer fields. And then, of course, I heard a nice saying a couple days ago. You know, we were 2 days from planting, and we got Alberta forest fire smoke over us and less sun to really dry out the fields or less solar radiation. On the whole, we're pretty happy to be making progress, and we're always reminding ourselves that we are ahead of last year, and that feels good.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network.
This is the Red River.